Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you from the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. Hey, this is all you need to know. This is how wild and crazy and wacky and makes no sense. If the Cowboys lose their next two games, and the Giants lose their next two games, and the Eagles win their next two games, the Eagles would then go into that January 1st game against the Redskins, controlling their own destiny. How nuts is that? Oh, baby. Hey, Eagles are staying alive, and they did so yesterday with a 26-10 win over the Miami Dolphins. We will hear from you about that. But here's the scenario for the Eagles to win the division. And yeah, we're still talking about it at 5-8. Eagles obviously need to go 3-0, and it won't be easy. The Jets, 8-5, very good team. At Dallas, saw them last night. Wonderful theater last night. Great game. The Giants coming back to beat the Cowboys in the final moments. Jason Pierre-Paul blocking that field goal attempt. And then, of course, the finale at Lincoln Financial Field against the Washington Redskins. The Giants must go 1-2. They play Redskins this week. Redskins play the Patriots tough. And then at the Jets, which is at home. And then home with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys have you'd think a gimme, but I just have a feeling Tampa Bay is going to play well. DeMarco Murray out for the season, the running back. They've got some injuries in the secondary. I just think Tampa Bay, I think they've lost seven straight games. I just have a feeling they will play well. And then they host the Eagles on Christmas Eve, and then it's at the Giants. So you never know, people. All we know is this, though. The Eagles showed some life yesterday. Great defensive effort, limiting the Dolphins to 200 and change total yards, 9 quarterback sacks, 3 of 15 on third downs, 0 of 3 on fourth downs. The offense opportunistic. After 3 Eagles defense takeaways, Eagles turned that into 17 points in the second quarter. They scored 24 in that second period. And they come away with a physical win, but a great win. I like some of the play calling. Hey, the Eagles made a lot of mistakes. You know, the punt return was just bad timing and not very well executed play. Michael Vick had just a dumb turnover, throwing the football when he didn't have to. Eagles gave up some yards in the second half, but they beat a Dolphins team that was 4-1 in its last 5 games, and that everybody all last week was talking about how they were so hot and how they had been playing so well, so let's not diminish this Eagles victory one bit at all. We've got a great show for you today. I shot a good spud cam this week. I was pretty happy with it. It begins when we get to the team hotel. It was the Doral, for those of you who are into golf. The Doral Golf and Country Club Resort. It was very nice. And continues all the way through the game, through the win, through the walk off the field at the end. Weird day in Miami. Lots of rain early. Beautiful, beautiful throw here from Michael Vick. Gets back in the lineup. Jeremy Maclin back in the lineup. The defense, wow. Really played fast. Really played downhill. Nice job all around. Trent Cole, Jason Babin, 3 sacks apiece. And how about those Eagles fans? A huge, huge shout-out once again to the Eagles fans who came in droves and droves and droves and droves. Sun Life Stadium was all about the Eagles yesterday, people, so thank you. The players certainly appreciated it. The coaches, the Eagles organization, the Eagles fans delivering once again. Let's get to the telephones here, 215-339-6709, and begin with Justin. Justin, good morning.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good, Justin. How are you?
Good. Couldn't be greater because Dallas sucks.
They really do, don't they?
That was the most perfect thing you could ever imagine last night.
Yeah, I as immature as I am, you know, couldn't resist at the very end after, I guess, Brandon Jacobs scored there. No, DJ Ware scored the 2-point conversion. send a little text message to two of my buddies who are Cowboys fans with the, you know, bleep the Cowboys. And and then at the end, you know, just Dallas sucks kind of thing. And they both got back and said the Cowboys choked again. And it was just great. The thing I don't get about the Cowboys, and the reason I dislike them so much, listen, I don't like the Giants either. But the Cowboys, it's all about the shots of Jerry Jones up in the box and all the yep. pretty cheerleaders and Tony Romo jumping around all happy. And
Dave, did you notice that Jerry Jones' like grandson or something?
Yeah, was covering
before
his face.
The kick, he's
yeah.
covering his eyes.
Yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
Oh, I could talk all day about our Eagles here. I was trying to call the last couple weeks. The Arizona and the Seahawks, unbelievable with all that, but they're back on.
Yeah, you,
they're
I mean,
back on top.
Look, I think we could all look back and point to three or four games that you say the Eagles. That's why, in my heart of hearts, I know the Eagles' very disappointing season. I know there's going to be some serious changes if things don't go the way we hope it goes, pray it goes.
Right.
But I also think the Eagles, if they handle this offseason the right way, get right back in the game.
I really think more – everyone's talking about Juan Castillo as the defensive coordinator. I really don't have a problem with him, per se. I really think the biggest mistake is Reed's effect on drafting and trades. The move that the Eagles did not do – they got DRC for Kevin Cobb and the pick.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that and not getting Patrick Peterson, I think, will haunt them for years.
Well, they wouldn't, but that's completely unrealistic to think that the Cardinals were going to give up Patrick. First of all, the Cardinals did, you know, I mean, they drafted Patrick Peterson to be the cornerstone of their defense. They weren't going to trade Patrick Peterson.
But their pick, before they made the pick.
Because they couldn't, because the draft was...
Like prohibiting them?
Well, no, the draft had taken place, and then months later, the NFL work stoppage ended.
But on draft day, they could obviously have done it.
Yeah, we're not allowed to trade players for draft picks at that time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Set us up for.
So good try. I mean, look, yeah. of course, the Eagles would have liked to have gotten draft picks for this year. Didn't happen that way, and they'll this is kind of why you reassess at the end of the season, not in midstream, because whatever you think of Juan Castillo, I was so happy for him yesterday. He's worked really hard. He had a great game plan in place, and the Eagles really dominated. And once Jake Long went out, it was a feeding frenzy.
I thought so as well.
Poor Darryl Tapp, by the way, he took a cheap shot and is hurt.
McCoy took a cheap shot.
Yes, he did.
But I don't know. What can we let's see here.
So it was just a good win. The defense played well, and you know,
the
Justin,
Miami fans are terrible. I was thinking, reverting back, thinking the worst. You know, when Miami was looking okay in the beginning, mm-hmm. and the rain and everything, their fans are terrible. And when I was sort of comparing that to Seattle, it wasn't even the same, you know.
Well, Miami, hey, Justin, thanks for the call. Miami, they want to run in the sun and go to the beach and do what they do. They've got the Miami Heat down there. They've got the Marlins in their new stadium. The Eagles fans outnumbered the Dolphins fans yesterday, and there were still plenty of empty seats. I mean, that's a disgrace down there. Listen, they also started the season 0-7. But I mean, the Dolphins, people have bailed on that team. And, you know, they've been playing very well, but still that's not enough to bring people back. 215-339-6709 is our telephone number. Andy Reid at noon will have all the updates for you injury-wise at that time. Max in Florida joins us. Hi, Max.
It's Jack, actually, but that's fine.
Oh, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I went to that game yesterday. It was fantastic.
Tell me your experience.
It was really awesome. We tailgated a little bit, as you know. I'm sure you were there. It was looking pretty bad in the beginning.
Yeah, it was a weird start, wasn't it? And Michael Vick's first pass, it nearly lands in the hands of, I guess it was Jason Taylor, whoever it was on that end. Jason Taylor gets two sacks. I mean, like, dust him off the scrap heap, and it was bizarre. I was worried in the first quarter. I was absolutely worried.
You know, I was my dad, and I was just like, we were both, here we go again with the, you know, with the mistakes. You know, gave up a touchdown, but they really came through. 9 sacks. That's that was really awesome to see, and we crushed Matt Moore. And there, I'm telling you, I mean, you were there, 50-50 split Eagles fans and Dolphins fans.
You think there were that many Dolphins fans, or I thought it was more Eagles fans?
I mean, where I was sitting, Eagles fans behind me, Eagles fans to the left of me,
yeah.
Dolphins fans left early. I mean, it was awesome.
Yep, I agree.
And I know from watching the press conference, the players heard us, the coaches heard us. I think it made a really big difference. The game was awesome. I mean, finally, they played well against Dallas. They played a few good games, and they played another one, and it shows what this team can do. They're not consistent, but, I mean, they obviously have the talent to do this stuff, even though it was against the Dolphins. But
no, but see, the Dolphins, I think their defense is terrific.
Oh, their run defense. LeSean McCoy couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
What do you have, 14 or 15 carries for no yards or a loss?
I counted 13.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I knew going in, but, I mean, Vic, you played okay. I mean, they didn't score any points second half, which really concerns me. That happens a lot this year with them. I mean, they'll score a lot, and then they won't score anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the offense really, really got shot down, and I think that's a concern. I definitely want to see 60 minutes of offense, but I do give credit to the Dolphins and their defense and their scheme, and they're very physical.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you saw. I don't know why they can't score in the second half, but it's like a trend that's going on with them, and they normally get off to good starts, but they're not going to win, you know, as we all see this year, they're not going to win many games if they're not going to throw points second half and keep their defense off the field, which is one of the problems with their defense.
Yeah, so, there he is. It's happening.
I don't know what's going on, but that game was awesome. I live in Florida all my life, so the Eagles come down once every 8 years. So I always go to this game.
That's awesome, man.
So it was fantastic. 2003 we won. This year we won. Dolphins fans were yelling at me. I was starting the Eagles chant.
Beautiful.
The whole section. They were just yelling. They were really upset, but that's fine with me.
I sense, you know what, Jack, I never saw more fans in my life when they would play like, you know, the catchy Christmas music. Fans, they just got up and danced. I never saw that in stadiums. People in Miami, all they do is dance, right? They're so happy to be in the sunshine all the time.
Hey, listen, I mean, it was hot yesterday, man. It rained, got humid, it was hot. I don't know what was up with the weather. It should be like 60, should be a little nicer, but I don't know what it is up in Philly right now, but it's probably a little colder than it is here right now. I'm about to go to the pool.
Well, very nice. Very nice.
I know, it's so nice. All right, Dave. Thanks very much. Love calling in. Keep watching the show. Go Eagles. Go Birds.
You got it. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Let's take a little break here when we come back. Can we have Spud Cam ready? Let's do a little Spud Cam on the way back. You're going to enjoy this one. Coming back on Eagles Live, Andy Reid at noon.
Opportunity. Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
What's up, Eagles fans? This is Trevor Laws. I just want to wish you guys a happy holiday season.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to eibandme.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome to my room.
Brent, what do the Dolphins do so well?
Their defense is a little bit confusing. They've got great defensive players. They play hard every single play. They're a good team.
So this is the scene as we check into the hotel. Brent Celek was the only guy we spoke to. Michael Vick kind of got away. Jeremy didn't want to talk, or was listening to his headphones.
Hey Ryan, can you ask Shady
here's the media
question right about here? We got nobody. We got Brent, that's it.
We're on the way to the stadium. Look at that rainbow. We just had some rain. That is a strong rainbow. I've actually seen two of them here. In the car with Ryan and C-Mac. Hi, C-Mac.
Sup, Spud. Sup, Eagles fans.
Ryan McCann. And we are on the way to the stadium. Who is that guy?
We win tonight. We win tonight. Come on, Tom.
Who is that? Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Somebody from Miami, bro. The biggest Eagles fan in the world, man.
It's just an old stadium, and it's just not a great stadium. Dolphins and Marlins used to share this. And it's just, everybody's just kind of climbing all over each other. And when it was raining, all the players had to do their warm-ups in the hallway here. So we're going to walk out to the field now and take a look at what's going on out here.
It's been raining on and off. Pretty crazy in here. You just see Eagles fans are everywhere. The only ones here. Only fans here as it's pouring rain. Pouring rain. Ah, it's pouring. The captain's picture. Quarterback's picture.
Good man.
there are 30,000 Eagles fans here. It's just nothing left. 2 minutes left in the game. All Eagles fans. Very happy bench. 26-10. Still hear the crowd. Five sacks, I think, for Cole and Batten.
You know what? I wish I knew that one. I would have brought it up a long time ago. But you know, I'm just real proud of the way everybody played. You know, it was an emotional game, especially in the beginning, and everybody answered the bell.
It was an emotional.
And the rest of my teammates, you know, we came out here to set the tone for our team, and we did it.
What does it say about this defense that's been criticized all year? You took it to those guys from the start. You wouldn't let them have first down. You took the ball away, and you punished their quarterback.
It just means we have no quit in us, you know. Even though it's the end of the season and things haven't been going right for us, we still...
Volume. Okay. Well, we're not supposed to be back here, but we are. So I hope you enjoyed Spud Cam there. And as soon as Ryan lets me know that we've got a commercial, we'll go to commercial like a professional, well-run website broadcast would do. So let's do that now. And I'll yell at everybody in the break. So we're coming back. Andy Reid at noon on Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hey Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham and you're watching Eagles Live.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Well, we'll take a look in to the auditorium there. Andy Reid will be along in about 25 minutes to meet the media. NFL news out there. KansasCityChiefs.com, KCChiefs.com, breaking the story that head coach Todd Haley has been relieved of his duties. So that is quite surprising. Not surprising that he was fired, just the timing. I mean, they've had Jamal Charles out all year. They have injuries at quarterback. Something happened out there. So just keeping you in the loop. Andy Reid meets the media at 12 o'clock. Eagles 5-8, and they're staying alive. Just a little bit here. Last week, we asked fans to call in and predict the winner for the game, and we're going to award our, I think, no exact, nobody picked 26-10, but Corey in Philadelphia picked 28-13, so I'm going to go with Corey as my guy this week for winning the prediction game. So, Corey, make sure you get in touch with us. Let's talk to Zomp in New York. Zompsta.
Hey, what's up, Dave, man?
How you doing?
Long time for a win.
It really, it's just too far and too few and far between this year. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get ecstatic, you know, it just feels finally good, you know, but...
It feels good, and the Eagles showed some good signs, and all of that's very encouraging.
No, absolutely, man, the show fight, it's just, you know, you're going to say why, but I'm just upset because you just see the potential of this team, you know, like... It just bothers me because this team, I think, lacks, you know, consistency, you know, obviously,
yeah.
But it's just a shame, like, this was flashes of that Dallas game, where we had 9 sacks, putting pressure on the quarterback... good coverage. Asante Samuel, I don't understand why he can't just do that every week. You know, it's like 1 week this team shows up, and then the next 3-4 weeks, it's like, what kind of team is this? It just frustrates me so much.
I hear you. What do you want me to say?
No. I want to enjoy this win, but it's like, you know, it's like it's too late, but it's just...
It's not too late yet.
Yeah, it's not too late yet. It's not over, but...
In the big picture, to me, Zomp, I mean, to me, the NFC is so clearly top heavy with the Saints and the Packers. Eagles need to get a couple of levels up to reach their level. I don't see any team in the NFC East challenging either of those two teams personally. Now, I keep waiting for the Cowboys to get their ship right, and I don't know if it ever will. I just don't think Tony Romo makes plays in the fourth quarter. I don't think that defense is good enough. The Giants are riding high with Eli, and he's having a great, great season, but they don't run the football well enough, and their defense has been ravaged by injuries. So in the long run, I don't think the Eagles are far at all behind either of those teams. But when you look at the standings and you think about all the losses the Eagles have had, and they're only 2 games behind, it's maddening, really maddening.
Yeah, that's what frustrates me, man. I'm like, you know, the Giants, the defense, they can't stop the run. Their secondary is awful. Tony Romo, I know you watched the game yesterday,
sure,
like I did.
Sure, to the very end.
And, you know, he saw the audible coming. Miles Austin wide open, you overthrow him. But the Giants always get the good breaks, man. You know, you get 10-yard loss on a bad snap, they go offside, Dallas, they negate that. Then he gets sacked and negate that for another penalty. You know, it's just... to me, you know, Giants, obviously, you know, it's, your record is what you are, what shows what you are, but in my opinion, Dallas and the Giants, like you said, we're not too far behind, but just, like I said, just bothers me, because look at the potential we have, man. We just played, like, fast physical football yesterday, going after the ball, just playing Philadelphia Eagles football, and it's like, rather than being happy about it, I'm just like, I don't know why, I know you understand what I'm trying to say.
I know you're saying,
like,
yeah.
Just upset, because it's like, this is what we could be, man.
You know, Zomp, it's interesting. I think the early in the season we saw no blitzes, right?
Right.
Lately we've seen more and more. And what I was really happy about was just seeing all the timing on the blitzes, and it just really appeared to me that they're starting to get it. Now, what happens. I'm only concerned about what happens this week against the Jets. I think the Jets are a really intriguing challenge, a good defense, and an offense that has struggled a lot this year, but they still run the ball pretty well. Mark Sanchez finds ways to win. They're on a playoff drive, so they're highly motivated. You know, big picture, hey, Eagles aren't good enough right now. 5-8 is not acceptable, and we're not happy about it. But I'm gonna take a look at the positives here and not dwell on the negatives. I've been dwelling on the negatives all season long. I'm gonna enjoy the positives.
No, absolutely. But I mean, what can I say? I don't know, man. I just don't know what to say. It's just I want to be positive, and I am positive until wait till it's over. It ain't over till it's over, but. Yeah. I just feel that, you know, the Jets coming into town, I mean, if we pressure Sanchez, because Sanchez, I think, folds under pressure, and then, you know, we lock down on the receivers, we should be able to score points. But, you know, I'm trying to break the record now. I got it yesterday, man. I'm going to be in Philly Sunday, man. Hopefully I don't bring bad luck no more. I want to break the streak. I will be there, and hopefully we can get an Eagles win, man.
Zomp, call back later in the week. Let's get a prediction.
All right, man.
All right, man. Thank you. Care. There he goes, Zompster. This is Zompster in New York. This weekend, I just want to let you guys know this. I hung out with notable callers like Ron in Virginia, Lee in Fort Lauderdale, met Ian in Connecticut. Who else did we see? Anybody else, Ry? Zillions of fans down there. Gosh, it was a great atmosphere for a game. Really, really good positive energy and a big win. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Dallas sucks as usual. You know?
Yes, they do. When it comes right down to it, there is it's just this really crazy pleasure that I get, that you get, when the Cowboys lose.
Exactly. Especially, you know, with against Washington and Miami, they won with field goals, so it was nice to see them lose on 2 weeks in a row with field goals, too.
Yeah, and they got lucky the previous 2 weeks, like you said, the Redskins and the Dolphins, and they're just not that good.
No.
And I don't know why. I don't know. What do you think is the problem with the Cowboys?
I don't know. It's weird. It just seems like, they might be good in November, but come, you know, this time of year, for some reason, they just always have their collapse.
They really do. They find ways to lose rather than find ways to win. And we've suffered that this year here in Philly, but my, oh, my, the Cowboys, they look like they were pulling away. What were they, up 12 points on the
Giants
last night?
Yeah, they went up 12 with, four minutes.
Yeah, like 5 minutes left. It was like 5 minutes left, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, if the Giants can drive down and score a touchdown with around 3 minutes left, they have a chance. As it turns out, my gosh, it was back and forth, up and down the field. Both defenses were terrible.
Yeah, it was sweet. Just hopefully, you know, things keep rolling. I guess we'll know at 4:15 if we still. I guess there's one chatter posted. If both teams win this week, then I guess we're out.
Yes.
So. Yes. But yeah, I'm just hoping the defense sticks like it is, and it was just nice watching that game yesterday.
We'd just love to get it to Dallas with something on the line there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Zom said, it's just so frustrating thinking about all the games that
Yep.
could have been, you know, but unfortunately it is what it is.
Love that expression.
Rolling, Dave.
Love that expression, and I don't think anybody's saying that yesterday's win covers up the previous 12 games. But what yesterday's win did for me was, hey, I was happy for Babin and for Cole and for the whole defensive line. Happy for Casey Matthews making a big play, seeing a lot of time. You know, probably if you probably looked at the film, he probably did as many bad things as he did good things.
Yeah.
Brian Roll played well. I thought Asante was terrific.
Yeah, Asante, yep.
And Michael Vick just having
had a big pick.
Kurt Coleman had a huge pick. He really played the football well.
I mean, even though Namdi gave it a touchdown, he's still a great position. I mean, that was just a great throw and great catch. I mean, that's the thing with him. He's had great position on some of these touchdowns. And just, I mean, sometimes guys just make the catch, you know?
Yep. Got to play the ball better, I think. I'll tell you that. But, I'm certainly, it's a whole lot better to sit here after a win talking about that than it is sitting here talking about a loss.
Exactly. That way we're not nitpicking the bad things. We're talking about the good things.
Yes.
All right, Dave, let's get some other callers.
All right.
I'll try and call in my prediction.
We'll do predictions. We have predictions Tuesday, Wednesday. Thanks so much for the call.
Cool. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Hey, a couple of things we'd like to promote today for you, Eagles fans. Eagles Holiday Memories Contest. Submit your favorite Eagles holiday memory for a chance to win tickets to Eagles versus Jets, sideline passes, and other great autographed swag. Contest ends on Wednesday at noon. The contest is located in the fan zone section under contests right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. So you can say something like, my favorite Eagles holiday memory is, and then the example given, when my dad gave me autographed Randall Cunningham football and tickets to the Christmas game. Blah, 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 blah. See what I'm saying? So we'd like you to take part in that. PhiladelphiaEagles.com in the fan zone section under contests. And then we're also promoting pick your top five plays of 2011. Feel free to talk about any of the featured plays. Rank your top five plays of the 2011 season for a chance to win tickets and sideline passes to the Eagles versus Redskins game, New Year's Day, and more. And hey, fans, thanks for using the Going to Miami tab on Facebook. It was great seeing everyone down there. And yeah, a lot of people went to Miami. They were rolling in Miami. And one of the guys who was in Miami, who I had a chance to see, great to see he and his beautiful boy and his family, was holding all the whole three Ians were there. Ian from Connecticut joins us. Hi, Ian.
I just wanted to call and say thanks again.
You got it, man.
More grateful. Had a fantastic game. Had great seats.
Yeah.
My section was at least 50% Eagles fans.
Did you think, like, just surveying the crowd, was it more Eagles fans than Dolphins fans, or would you think it was more 50-50?
I think it was 50-50, but in terms of being in an opposition stadium, it's about as pro-Eagles as it could have been. It was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And, other than a couple wacky Miami fans, I mean, I had a woman clapping when they were down, 14 points, and it was 2nd and 10, and she's yelling for her defense. You know, I don't think they're really intelligent fans down there, but whatever.
Yeah, they don't. They just dance around, man. They don't care. They're like, it's 70 degrees every day. We don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. The weather was off and on.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's nothing better to watch a football game when you get that kind of performance out of the defensive line, just battering the opponent's quarterback. It's really fun
to watch. Ian, to me, I find the defensive line, something I'm really watching. It was very curious to me that they made Brandon Graham and Jaquay Parker inactive.
Yeah, me too.
I did not see that coming. I did not anticipate that. And Phillip Hunt, played well and had a safety and all, but I'm wondering.
He played well in the preseason too?
Yeah. I mean, Parker has not been productive, so that's not a surprise. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with Brandon Graham.
I just got to believe, I just have to believe he's behind and not healthy. That's the only thing I can point my fingers to. And I'll tell you, when you see this Chase and Pierre-Paul playing like he is, it's really something that is a sore spot.
Yeah. No, it was, there were three, and I don't know how Derek Morgan's playing in Tennessee, but it was the three most highly rated defensive ends were Graham, Pierre-Paul, and Derek Morgan. And Pierre-Paul's having a Pro Bowl season. So, but that's bothersome. And I know we talked about this briefly, the throwback punt. A couple of things on that. Didn't like the call, not at 17-7, and didn't think Jackson sold it well at all. You got to bust it to that spot and have the defense react to you. He didn't do that. And then Curtis Marsh just made a bad play.
Yeah, I'm not going to excuse the execution in any way, shape, or form, but, you just score 17 straight points and force a three and out,
and
you get a punt in good field position. You secure the ball, you drive down the field, and you put a nail in the coffin. You don't look to, hit a grand slam. It's just, if Moore didn't fumble the ball right that exact next play, and for whatever reason the offense went to score at 17-14 and you totally lose any momentum. It just made no sense to me.
Yes, I'm with you.
Anyway, so that was that. It was my fault. But again, the defense I really thought played very well. And, they carried, I think Jeff, what's his name, wrote an article today. It's like the Eagles show flashes. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know that you can put this one on Howie. You know, it seems like the team has the ability to do it. It just can't put it all together for whatever reason, and it is frustrating. But, hey, we still got a chance.
Yeah, I try not to put it on any one individual or any one department because I don't think it's fair to do that. I think the Eagles, when you get to 4-80, and it's coaching, it's players, it's personnel, it's, you know, it's the whole, all of the above.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the game they put it. You know, the defense puts it together, and I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
You know, I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed the game. We got, you know, even Casey Matthews, and even Casey Matthews flashed a little bit. I was surprised that he got as much time, but then I read an article that he was working his butt off, and he certainly made the most of his reps, which is what you want to see.
Well, they played the Dolphins played with three wides most of the second half. That's why he saw so much time. He and Keenan Clayton. So they played the nickel, and they had some success in the second half running the football, did the Dolphins. But
they sure did.
It was good for him to get some reps, and he'll get better from that.
Yeah, would Bush have 100 on the ground in the second half?
I'm sorry?
Bush had about 100 yards on the ground.
He had 87, 8, maybe 90, something like that. He had 17 in the first half. 17, 18. So it was, but they were meaningless yards. I mean, the Dolphins, they threatened a little bit here and there. The defense, just when they had to, they stepped up, they made plays, and they got off the field.
You know who the biggest person on the field is?
The biggest physical person on the field?
It's Andy Reid, man. I'm shocked.
No, his bodyguard, the security guy is not a bodyguard, his security, head of security here, is big.
And Andy looked to be pushing 360, 370. Giant man.
I don't even want to go there, my friend.
All right.
So, hey, good seeing you, Ian.
Thanks again.
You got it, man.
Take care. Great day. Goodbye.
Thanks. Good stuff. All right, that's Ian from Connecticut. Everybody, we got together with everybody in town. And it was fun. And let's hope that positive energy continues this week and that the Eagles keep it going against the New York Jets. Let's take a little break. Andy Reid on the other side. He meets the media. And we find out how the Eagles recover from a physical game and get ready for a very, very tough game Sunday against the New York Jets. All of that, a whole lot more coming your way on Eagles Live.
And say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet. 40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Eagles fans, this is guard Evan Mathis. I wanted to wish you all very happy holidays. Bah humbug.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Eases the fire on him a little bit. I mean, playing for him.
Oh, yes. Everybody knows the situation, and we all want to rally behind one because we know he's a great guy, great coach, and we don't want to see anything bad happen to him. But we just rally behind our guys and play hard. So good things will happen.
You were Cameron Wake in practice, right?
Oh, yes. I was Cameron Wake this week.
You must have done a good job of it.
Oh, man, I did a great job, man. Actually, I was really just saying, you know, I'm going to take it up on myself to practice hard because, I mean, I wasn't getting in any games or anything like that. So I was kind of fresh, and I just took it up on myself. You know, I said I'm fresh. I'm going to practice hard, get these guys a great look because I know Cameron Wake's a great rusher. And it came out well for the offensive line and the defensive line today.
Could you believe that your first sack was a safety? I mean, that's kind of special, isn't it?
It is kind of special. It didn't really click to me until I ran to the sideline and I noticed our special teams was on the field. And it was just a great feeling, you know. I know it was third down. It was time for us to get off the field, and it was a great feeling just to get that first sack.
What was the difference for the defense, especially in those short yard situations where I think they had about 8 or 9 times where it was like 3rd and short, 4th and short, and you guys were getting them off the field continuing? What was the difference for you guys?
Oh, well, I think it was film study. You know, we watched a lot of film this week, and we noticed those guys were very aggressive up front, and we just wanted to take it to them. We wanted to take the fight to them because we know if we didn't take the fight to us, they were going to try to take it to us. So we just had the mindset that it was an all-out war tonight. Everybody was going to fight for each other.
You never know how many opportunities you'll get in the NFL. How important was it for you to seize the one that you had today and come up with a big difference-making play like that?
It was great, man. Like I say, you know, God's been blessing me this whole season just to make it this far. You know, I came all the way from CFL to ISR and high. I'm making it to the NFL, and, man, it felt great. You know, like I say, I've been trying hard this whole time and learning different things all year, picking up, learning off the older guys, and it just felt great for me to get my first sack. And I know the team was proud of me as well.
Andy Reid addresses the media in just a few moments here. As you can see, the Philadelphia reporters filing. Give me a little panoramic view there, Tim. What do we have in this room? Is Tim on the headset? Let's see. Pan the room. Simon says, pan the room. No. Nope. He's snoozing. He is snoozing. He'll be losing because he's snoozing. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles Live, the name of our show here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Come your way every week on your computer, on your iPad, on your phone. We're here for you, dog. Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. It was a rainy day. It was a sunny day. It was a breezy day. It was a warm day. It was an Eagles win day. Ray in Kentucky joins us. Hi, Ray.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, Ray. Good morning.
Yeah, it's a good day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Ray. It always is after a win.
Was you very impressed with Casey yesterday?
Did I get in touch with Casey?
Yeah, was you kind of impressed with what he done yesterday after coming back after 8 weeks?
Yeah, I thought Casey made a nice play in the sack, and I thought he was, you know, up and down in certain areas of his game, but I was glad to see him back on the field. He's worked hard to get there.
And Asante, I was trying to get through yesterday because Asante Samuel, I think he made the biggest play as far as the defense on the backside back there because I like the way he, you know, got the ball out and then was able to recover it.
I thought Asante played one of his best games of the year. I thought he was terrific. Really,
terrific. There was a question the other day, you know, somebody wanted to see Asante go, but I like to keep our three back cornerbacks for any way possible.
Ray, I'm going to be very excited to see what the Eagles do in the offseason when it gets here, because I think that that's one of the questions they have to answer. I mean, they haven't really used Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie much at all this year. How do you deal with those cornerbacks? How do you deal with the whole defense, really?
Yeah, but I want to say it's a good Eagle Day, and I love it. I'm ready for the next week.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this one for a day, and then I'm going to get on to the New York Jets, and that's a good football team coming to town on Sunday. So, and again, hopefully the Eagles are still alive if the Giants and the Cowboys win. If the Cowboys beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if the Giants beat the Redskins, then I guess the Eagles are eliminated. How can that be? They would only get 8 wins.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I'll be talking about my prediction Wednesday.
Okay. Hey, all right, Ray, thanks.
Thank you.
You got it, man. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of the show. Hey, Tim, can you give me a panoramic view of the room now? Is he on headset? Yeah, baby. Where was he before, Sam? He was just snoozing. He had the headphones on. Interesting. Let's see. Zoom in on orange shirt right there. Zoom in on that guy. See who that is. And I don't know. 215-339-6709. Guys look pretty excited. So you want to grow up and be... You guys want to grow up and be reporters? This is what you do. You sit around and wait. It's kind of boring, actually, but I like the shot. Keep it in there for just a minute. It's a lot of waiting and wondering and worrying about some silly little thing is going to add up to nothing. Moses in L.A. joins us. Hi, Moses.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Good morning, Moses.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. I've literally been trying to call this for, like, probably for the last 100 years, and this is the first time I get through. I'm excited, man.
Dude, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I want to congratulate the Eagles for winning yesterday, finally. I know everyone's happy, but not too happy.
I cannot change the past, Moses. Nobody can.
Right. I would hate to see Samuel go. I mean, I just want to see Samuel sit here. All three cornerbacks, but Nnamdi, man, I don't know. I want to believe that he could do it. I really do.
I think he's got to play the football better when it's in the air. That was a perfect pass from Matt Moore.
It was. I'm not going to lie. It was.
And Brandon Marshall did a very nice job creating some separation. Nnamdi was there. He just couldn't get up to the football. Couldn't rise up to the football. And Marshall made a great play. And that was really it for their offense. That they converted the blocked punt, and that was really it.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. So since the Giants won last night, what would be the playoff picture? What's the chance of us even getting in the wild card?
Eagles, wild card, I don't even know if that's possible. But for the division, see, the problem is the Eagles lost to the Bears and to Atlanta, so that's difficult. But for the division, Eagles win their final three games, Jets go 1-2, or Giants go 1-2, and the Cowboys go 1-2.
So a lot of ifs.
A lot of ifs, no doubt. A lot of ifs. But again, if the Giants and the Cowboys win on Sunday, prior to the Eagles game, the Eagles would be eliminated from the playoffs. Andy Reid, hey, Moses, thanks for the call. Andy Reid up. Right. Andy Reid up on stage now. Let's throw it into the auditorium for the head coach.
All right. On the injury front here, Ronnie Brown on the last play of the game got a slight strain in his hamstring. Offensive last play of the game. And then Todd Harriman's has a sprained ankle. Colin Jenkins has a strained groin. Jeremy Macklin, his hamstring tightened up during the game. So we end up taking him out. He's doing okay today. We'll just see how he does by Wednesday. Steve Smith, when we actually got to Miami, his knee had swollen on the plane. And we had an MRI done today on it. And he's got a pretty good bone bruise in there. And so, anyways, same knee. Yeah, same knee. And then Daryl Tapp, after the MRI, the x-ray didn't show a break. The MRI did show a break, so he's got a fractured rib. And really, that's everybody else came out okay there. So Cromartie made it through well. Michael made it through well. Again, I'd like to just thank the fans for the great job that they did yesterday in supporting us down there. At times, it was almost like a home game. So it was a tremendous support. And we just appreciate their effort coming out on a game that the weather wasn't great on, and given the support that they did. Defensively, I thought our defense did a nice job. Anytime you can have 9 sacks against a good football team, 3 turnovers, a safety. The third down percentage they had, the fourth down percentage they had, that means you're doing some things very well. I would tell you it always starts up front, and I thought our defensive line did a nice job, and I think it carried over throughout the rest of the group. I think it was good to get Michael back in and knocking some of the rust off of his game. We did a good job of taking advantage of opportunities in the first half there. We've got to make sure that we come out and do a better job in the second half of putting points on the board. And then special teams, for the most part, with the exception of the fake or the throwback, I thought we had a pretty decent day. And you know, that, I take responsibility for that. Hindsight. Being 2020, I probably shouldn't have done that. So, time's yours.
Steve Smith, Brandon Graham, Winston are all guys that had knees coming in and all. Do you feel like you rushed guys, or is there a temptation for guys to really want to come back before maybe they're ready? Is there any kind of lab? I mean, they're all guys that are kind of not contributing right now for whatever reason. Any thought about rushing guys back?
Well, I don't feel like we're rushing them back. I think Rick does a pretty good job along with our docs on that. Yeah. we're not going to put somebody out there that's not in a safe position to do that. So, and then you have to go through the steps. So if there are symptoms, then you back up and let them take a step back to take a step forward. And that's kind of what we've done with it. And you know, that's how we go about it.
Did Steve get hurt at practice, or it just?
Yeah, it swole up on the plane. It really wasn't bothering him too much, even going down. So anything out of the normal. You know, so.
Hermans and Jenkins, are they significant injuries, or what do you expect with them this week?
Well, we'll just see. We'll see how they feel come Wednesday. You know what they can get done. By then, obviously they finish the game, so I'll just see how it works out.
You mentioned Vic; he was shown, getting rubbed down at the half with his, near his rib area. How's did you see him today? How do his ribs feel? How does he feel?
Yeah, well, he's sore, but he's okay. You know, I mean, he's hasn't played for 3 weeks, and then he's got the rib area, which was sore going in. It was still a little sore coming out. So, he was able to function with it and function well, and he didn't feel like he was hindered by it. So, that was a good thing.
He said he was very sore. I mean, I think he used the phrase "very sore." I mean, how do you? You didn't think it was affecting his throwing motion or anything, or I mean,
no.
Was it just some rust maybe?
Mm-hmm. He had a number of passes batted down at the line. Andy, looking back at the tape, did you kind of find out what was the problem there? Was it not throwing in the right lane?
Yeah, 4 balls batted down, and you know, for various reasons. You know, I would tell you it was spread around a little bit. He could have done a better job moving on a couple of them, and then there's penetration on a couple of the other ones.
Games where there seems to be a whole lot of high energy, and players will say afterwards just how it felt like everything was clicking and it was right there, and it seems like there's lags, which from the outside is kind of hard to understand. Do you have any insight into why that has been happening?
Well, I think the beginning of your statement was the important one, and I thought one of the positive things that we did in this game, I think if you have to feed off of certain things, right, coming in. And so you get yourself ready and in the right frame of mind to play, and then you've got to overcome any lows that might take place early. And so I thought one of the things that we improved on were there were some negatives at the beginning of this game, and we fought through those and turned it into positives. And I'm not sure we've done that as well as we should have, as coaches and players, in the past. So I thought that was I was proud of the coaches and players for doing that, because things did not start off the way you want a game to start off. But then guys hung in there. The coaches stayed aggressive. Players stayed aggressive, and good things happened.
What happened on that black punt? Was it basically a missed assignment? It looked like someone didn't miss the block, I guess, basically. Yeah, is that what it was?
Yep. What did you see from your young linebackers? You have some new combinations in there. They seem pretty active most of the game.
They did. They, you know, they have some good inside receivers. I'm talking tight ends and inside slot players. So I thought our guys played disciplined in there, did a nice job with that. I was happy with the improvement that they made. Safeties, likewise, those are all young guys in there, and they're getting better every week. So just got to keep going.
On the balls that get tipped at the line, this has been a sort of a recurring theme, Mike, this year. Marty talks about throwing lanes and says it really doesn't matter how tall you are and so forth. Does Mike just not clear out those lanes, or make sure he has a clear lane, or why does that seem to happen?
Well, listen, it's going to happen to the best of quarterbacks, you know, every once in a while. There are times that you do have to move subtly in the pocket to make throws. And I think if you ask Mike, he'd tell you he had a couple of those where he could have moved a little bit better. And then I think if you talk to the offensive line, they tell you that they could have done a better job on a couple of those.
The offensive line did overall. Rushing yards weren't great.
Yeah, I think we all could have done a little bit better on offense. And that includes the offensive line and running backs and tight ends and quarterback and everybody. So coaches, right, could all have done better.
Disappointing, though. It seemed like they were making progress with each passing.
I'm pretty excited that we won the game, but this feels like we lost it here, I know, but I'm actually glad we won this game.
Andy, this week, though, you can be eliminated without even losing. How do you change your approach? I know you're excited to win, but you're
excited
about the way the season
went on? Listen, I'm excited about, you know, the opportunity that we have to play the New York Jets this weekend. And that's where our focus is going to be. We're going to try to continue to get better as a football team.
Andy, how much of the Giants-Cowboys game did you see, and your thoughts, your reaction to everything getting a little tighter?
Well, I saw a little bit of it, yeah. Pretty good game. You know, they looked like they battled pretty good. Yeah, give Eli a little credit for that game. He did a nice job.
Jaquay down and Brandon down and Phillip up. It's kind of maybe a little changing with the guard at defensive end. Jaquay's been playing here for a long time. And you just kind of talk about that position. And, I mean, obviously you had 9 sacks and a lot of pressure, so whatever you did worked.
Well, listen, Jaquay, he's one of my favorite guys on this team. So he's been with us a long time, and you know, he's overcoming one of those high ankle sprains. That is no fun. And you take steps forward, you take steps back. Jukwe can still play the game, as can Brandon. Brandon's future is very bright. So we're lucky to have both those guys. And it just worked with Hunt this week that he's been giving us fits on the defensive scout team. And so I thought it was time to give him an opportunity to play. And he did a nice job with that.
Trent, it seemed like that calf was kind of bothering him even after he came back. Is what we saw yesterday finally Trent's calf being healthy?
You know what? He looked like he was moving around pretty good. Yeah. He's been working hard at a couple little different things. And so, I thought he played well. Looked like he had all of his quickness back and was rolling pretty good.
Of the way that the NFC East in particular is shaken out, where there's still playoff.
It's exciting, man. Huh? It's exciting. That's we have three games left, and it's up for grabs. That's a good thing.
Can you talk a little bit to Sean's effort and his performance in the game? He ran a really nice post.
I'll tell you what, he actually played very well. So. He's and I've said this the last I felt that way last week too, or Thursday, that he's got a great attitude about him, and he's all in. So
he's had kind of an unusual year because the numbers, he hasn't had any of those big plays. That was his longest touchdown. You know, we used to see in those 60s and 70s. It's kind of a different kind of year for him. A lot's been going on. How would you kind of describe his season?
He's just getting warmed up. He's done some good things. He attracts a lot of attention, and really on that one, he was supposed to be doubled. I mean, when you really look at it, and the corner didn't settle back underneath it. So he did a great job on the sell on the safety. Allowed the corner to drop. Corner thought he was going through the middle. Corner dropped him, and he was working on the safety there. So, but when you're a good player, you attract a lot of attention, and that's what he's had this year, so that's been probably the issue there.
You know, adamant last week about not sliding or at least getting down before taking on unnecessary hits. And then after this game, he said, well, forget about all that. I'm going to play the way I play. Where do you stand on that issue, Andy? I know you never want to take away from what he's able to do athletically. But
listen, I don't want him to take the big hits. That's probably stating the obvious. Again, there's a fine line there of taking away his competitive spirit and edge and getting him to slide. So I'm sensitive to that. And it's tough when somebody's as competitive as him to get him to do that when things are flying around. I mean, he believes when he has the ball in his hand that he has an opportunity to score every time. So, but I will still hammer home the point about, getting yourself down and being smart. There's a time and a place to step out of bounds. There's a time and a place to get down. And I figure by the time he's about 43, I'll have that figured out for him.
One of the issues early in the season was, he complained about it too, was about him taking sometimes extra hits from defensive players or not being called. I mean, how do you see that now? I mean, someone ripped off his helmet in yesterday's game. Do you feel like the officials are taking the necessary approach to calling plays when it comes to Michael?
Well, I mean, as far as throwing the player out or getting the penalty, we had the penalty there, so they called that. But I think they took the action. They took action on the play. The only thing past throwing the flag isn't throwing somebody out. But I, that's I was glad that we at least got the penalty there. Yeah.
What did you think of the play that Tapp got hurt on? He got hurt trying to get up after a play. Guy hit him. Was that an accident, you think? Or?
I don't think it was an accident.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid. Meeting the media, we'll get him in studio here in just a moment. So let's take a little break. We'll get you caught up on all the injuries, etc., coming your way here on Eagles Live.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
The official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Dave Spadaro joined by head coach Andy Reid. Nice win against the Miami Dolphins. A really good football team. They are a good. Their defense is really impressive. What do they do so well?
Well, they're you said it. They're aggressive. Yeah. They do a great job of mixing their coverages. Mike Nolan is an experienced defensive coordinator and been around some really good defenses, and he's got those guys playing. They've got good talent. They're big, strong, physical guys, and they have some speed on the outside.
So you start out with a punt that gets blocked, and then they score. Was it kind of a moment of, hey, let's see how this team reacts? Did you want to see how the team reacted in that situation?
Well, I'm not sure I wanted to sit back and watch that.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Like,
but I was curious to see how things would go from that point, because you had every right. I don't look at it quite that way, but they had every right to hang their head, and they didn't. They fought, and that's what you should do in that situation, and they did it and even took it up another notch, and I was proud of them for that.
Andy, Juan has talked continually about improving, and it seemed to me yesterday that one of the real signs of improvement was the way that you timed up some of the blitzes and got home on them. Can you talk about that? Has he been integrating more blitzes, and do you feel like the fit's coming and the timing's getting better?
Well, we did have a couple good snaps of the blitz. I think whether you're blitzing or not, your front four have to be able to get to the quarterback, and then the blitz is just like icing on the cake there. So the front four were doing that, and both lines were. So we've got two groups that we rotate in. Jim Washburn does a nice job of mixing and matching those guys. So they were able to get to the quarterback with nine sacks and then a couple blitzes in there helped the total number there. But it all starts with the front guys.
In general, through 13 games, how has that front four come along? You have big expectations here. Have you been pleased with that group?
They're getting better every week. I would tell you that about the whole defense. Mm-hmm. I think that the defense is progressively getting better, and they're working on the fundamentals and making sure they have those down, and the schemes, and we're young up through the middle. I've mentioned that before, and those guys are getting great experience and getting better week after week here. So they've got a nice challenge this week with the Jets.
I wondered if you could analyze LeSean McCoy a little bit here. He's approaching hallowed ground in Eagles franchise history. One touchdown behind Steve Van Buren's franchise record, maybe within shot of Wilbur Montgomery's total yards on the ground record. And he gets a lot of attention for his ability to change direction and reverse field. But as he showed here on the goal line, very tough runner for a guy who's 210, 212 pounds. How do you look at him, Coach, when you really break him down?
Well, he does a great job of trusting his vision. And when you get into goal line short yardage areas, that's very important. And you see it, and then you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to keep your pad level down. So he does all that very naturally. And then the offensive line's done a nice job for him. But there were a couple pass protections in there that he did a great job on when they blitzed. And then he's also an effective receiver out of the backfield. And even though he didn't have a whole lot of opportunities to do that in this game, he's really special that way too. So he's a heck of a player.
Was he that way coming out of college? Did you have to teach him that? Did he have to learn to become that complete NFL back?
Well, yeah, I thought he needed to get stronger. He did that.
When you say stronger, you mean
just
whole body?
Yeah, his body.
Okay.
Yeah, just physically stronger to put up with the beating that you get as a running back in the National Football League. And then his pass protection needed work, and he wasn't asked to do much of that in college, and so he worked very hard at that. And then just what you're saying, Spuds, is that when those positive yards, don't take the negative yards. And in college, you try to run around people and back up and do it, and you can't do that at this level. So when you see daylight, you've got to hit it and make sure that you secure, even if it's 4 yards, that's a good run. Even if it's 4 yards, take the 4 yards as opposed to trying to run around the defense and losing 4 yards.
Is that the next step? Is that something he needs to work on? Because he still tries to break.
Well, yeah, but he's gotten better at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's gotten better. There were a couple in this game that he could have done better on, but he was trying to make things happen, and we were stalling a little bit as an offense in that second half. So, in particular, in that 4-minute drill, he was trying to get that thing, get positive yards there, and end up losing a few.
Do you sense the defenses are now coming in and playing the Eagles defense, the Eagles offense, any differently? That they want to take their whatever they're doing. I'm not smart enough to tell you, but attacking the line of scrimmage, taking LeSean out of the offense. Yeah, are they doing something different here? The last couple of weeks, it's been really McCoy centric.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, they're playing a lot of single safety middle, so that means it's a cover three where you get the 8 guys up in the box there, three secondary people deep. Normally, your 2 corners and your free safety. So we've been seeing quite a little bit of that this year, actually. And when you get that, then it opens up your pass game lanes even a little bit better. So that's where.
So you defeat it with some big plays in the passing game, and then they have to back out of that.
Then they have to back out, then you can run it. It's a cat and mouse game.
Okay. All right, yesterday you mentioned it a couple times here. Tons of fans down there. Great support. Eagles fans, it's been that way for 13 seasons here. They really never cease to amaze, do they?
Well, no, they were crazy yesterday, and not just a few of them. I mean, they were that stadium was loaded with Eagle fans, and the game started off with rain,
mm-hmm.
and these guys, they didn't care. They came out and they were vicious, and they weren't shy a lick up there amongst the Dolphin fans, and I thought they dominated. They did a great job, and the players, we all felt them, and players and coaches, and we just appreciate all the support that they give us.
The players spoke after the game about the positive energy there, and listen, it's tough when a team's not playing well for fans to sit on their hands. They're not going to do that in Philly, but it is important for fans to be positive in their support of the team, right?
Right. Now, well, listen, hey, yeah, we appreciate every bit of that,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I always laugh that Seattle calls themselves the 12th man, and I consider our people the 13th man. Man, they're even above and beyond that, and every bit of energy that they can bring your football team, the players feel that, man. They absorb that and they feed off of that, and that's a great thing for our guys.
There's your guy right there. Have you met him?
I think my name's on his, like, his right bicep.
Hey, my picture is on his one of his legs.
I think it's right by that love handle. I don't know. Right under that love handle.
That's an Eagles fan for you right there, Tatman. Hey, you know, nobody really talks about it, and I think that's a good thing. You went with two rookies in the kicking game, and Alex Henry has made 11 straight field goals, and Chaz Henry seems to just be getting more and more consistent. Please talk about their progress.
I think they're getting stronger as the year goes on, and which is important. They're kicking more balls now than they did at the college level, and so it you're going to see that maturity and understanding how the game works and so on. And you can see it actually with the kickoffs and how deep we're getting the kickoffs into the end zone and in some cases yesterday out of the end zone. So,
and in practice, Alex seems like his distance is increasing a bit. Has he measurably increased his distance?
Yeah, I think his distance has increased, but I think it's the opportunity, the duration, and distance put together. So he's putting them back to back to back, and consistency, I think, is also important. But Alex is doing a nice job. Chaz is continuing to work it, and we asked him so much to do directional kicking, punting, and he's gotten a lot better at that.
Andy, Rex Ryan brings his New York Jets to town on Sunday. They are making a playoff push. They're a weird team for me to figure out. They're 8-5. They look really good sometimes. They're physical. Your assessment of the Jets? I know you're into them quite a bit already.
Yeah, well, listen, they've had some injuries. They've been up and down a little bit, but they've got a good football team, and they'll come in here ready to roll, and our guys, they'll be ready to roll. So it should be a heck of a football game. I think from a viewer standpoint, it'll be one of those games, hard-nosed, two tough football teams playing each other.
Is Rex's defense similar to Rob Ryan's defense? Do they have similar styles?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they bounce things off of each other and share ideas. There's some difference, but they do have some similarities.
Is it at all 46 defense, Buddy Ryan? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree kind of thing?
Well, they mix it in there. Buddy brought people from everywhere, including like the popcorn stand.
Yeah.
So, these guys do the same thing, and they mix in the 46. They've got it all. So.
Okay. Well, good luck on Sunday. Thanks for coming by the studio. The Eagles and the Jets Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles try to keep it going this week. Andy Reid, thanks for stopping by in our Xfinity studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Hey, Eagles fan, it's Dominique Rogers Cromartie. I want to thank you for your support and have a happy holidays.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Pa, why
What shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble. And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
And we're playing together. You know, we're playing a family, and, you know, regardless if we win or lose, we're going to go out as a family. And I think we really displayed a lot of attitude throughout the whole game.
How big were the takeaways?
Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah. Say it again.
Can you describe how that interception went down?
I was playing in a, you know, deep half, and they brought the, I don't know who it was from the opposite side, and I could just see Matt kind of staring him down. And as that ball was rising, I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to go up and get this thing. And, you know, God bless me, and try to get in the end zone next time.
I think it got knocked completely somersaulted out of bounds, right? Pretty good shot.
You know, I think I was horse collar. I don't know. Yeah, I got to get – yeah, it's okay. I got room to improve.
It seemed like it really started kind of a feeding frenzy for the defense, that takeaway. Is that how you felt?
It was. I mean, I think – We have the capability to play with anybody. You know, when we're doing our assignments, you know, not making mistakes and we're not beating ourselves up. And, you know, whether it was stopping the run, whether it was stopping the deep pass, our defense stepped up to the challenge. And, you know, D-line did a great job of being able to hold their gaps and stop any type of pressure. And he was feeling it the whole day. And he was getting the ball out quick. And, you know, that's what we need every week.
Kurt, just on the big picture, you guys walk out here, you have life for another week. You guys are alive in the playoff race for at least another week.
We're alive, but, you know, the pressure, we're not going to let off. We got to get better. Next week is another winner we're out. And, you know, everything that we do is, it's about us. It's not about anything else. It's about us, and we got to take care of our business first.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number here. Eagles live. Eagles 26, Dolphins 10. Some injuries to be mildly concerned with. Certainly Darryl Tapp with a fractured rib, the defensive end. And I thought it was a cheap shot. And if you look at the replay, you really see it's a cheap shot. Some of the more notable ones, Cullen Jenkins has a strained groin. Todd Harriman's a sprained ankle. Those injuries will be evaluated a little bit later in the week, obviously. Jeremy Maclin went out of the game with a tightening of the hamstring. And Steve Smith had a bone bruise in his knee, was inactive. That was a weird one. Not that he was looking to, you know, all of a sudden play a ton, but because he hasn't been playing very much. But it was just it was strange to see both he and Jaquay Parker inactive for this game and Brandon Graham. For that matter. So the playoff hopes are still alive. Eagles are 5-8, but we're just thinking about beating the Jets. I think you just want to finish this season strong, control what you can control, and go from there. Tune in to Eagles Nightly tonight, 7 o'clock. We're going to have a tribute to the fans tonight because the fans just so remarkable on the road and at home. And just the fact that you're there watching our shows every day, we appreciate it more than you can believe. And in Miami, I mean, it was like the number was 25,000-30,000. It was they announced the crowd at 69,000. Now it wasn't full, but the capacity there, I believe, is 77,000, 75,000. So, Mike in Virginia, hey Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Dave.
All right, good. Happy holidays. What's going on?
Likewise, man. Likewise.
Thank you. Could you turn down your speakers, please? Yeah.
Do you think Deshaun Jackson is going to be with us next year?
I'm going to go with what I went with last week, and that was 50-50, straight up 50-50. I don't know. Do you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we keep him, man. I hope they get their problems solved and they get that contract taken care of.
Well, I'll tell you, the route that he ran yesterday was a perfect route, perfect throw, great catch. You see what Deshaun Jackson means to his football team. Again, stretches the field and makes big plays. So we all love – listen, everybody here loves Deshaun Jackson. It is a business decision. It's a difficult negotiation. I've said that all along. And we'll see where it goes from here. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Okay.
You got it, man. Thank you. He just ran a great route. The safety, he was double teamed there. It may have been, it was almost like this three deep or two deep. I don't know what they were playing. I don't see the formation. But people were kind of looking at each other after they were done. And that's what you need out of Deshaun. Now, I would expect the Jets on Sunday to focus their efforts defensively on LeSean McCoy. That seems to be the formula here. Take away McCoy and you really cripple this Eagles offense. So Michael Vick has to make some plays in the passing game. Rod in Florida joins us. Hello, Rod. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Dave? I want to ask you about Saturday night's game. What a great start the weekend to beat is have the Bucs show up and beat the Cowboys. Do you think the Bucs have a shot here with Dallas' injuries and their mindset?
Well, it's a great question. I normally would say no because the Bucs stink, okay? They've lost seven games in a row. They seem like they're fractured. There's reports about the coach. Is he going to hang around? But something tells me that the Bucs at home on national TV on Saturday night will give the Cowboys a game. And I think there's a chance. I agree with you. DeMarco Murray's out. The Cowboys have some troubles in the secondary. They're searching for answers. They're losing games again in December. We've seen the Cowboys late in the year. They lost to the Cardinals. I guess it was last year, right? Or the year before, losing to the Cardinals on Saturday night on NFL Network. Bring it on again.
Well, if Tampa's going to show, let it be Saturday night. We'll watch and see what happens.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Be a great way to start the weekend. Thanks, Rod. It would be a great way to start the weekend. Again, if the Redskins, the Giants beat the Redskins, Cowboys beat the Bucks, Eagles eliminated. But there has been no fat lady singing. There has been no end. The Jets without their safety, Jim Leonard, that's a big loss for them. So the Eagles are going to have to throw the football to make plays against this team. And the Jets are a very good team. They win down the stretch. Dominique in Virginia. Hello, Dominique.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Hey, I didn't get to watch the whole game yesterday. It was the first Sunday I had to work, so I didn't. Okay. I got to see the highlights, but not the in-game talk. So I was really excited to see Deshaun get his 34-yard touchdown.
It was a great, great throw, great timing, great everything. And I'll tell you, the offense was difficult for the offense, though. The Dolphins are really good. Dolphins are really good. They played well.
I got one good question for you.
Okay.
Next year, first round, what do you think about Copel's at DE?
Well, defensive end's an interesting position to me. I as I look big picture on the defensive end, I see Trent Cole as an outstanding defensive end. I think Jason Babin is a good player. Behind them, I don't know if Shaquay Parker's going to be here. I don't know where Brandon Graham is in his development. Darrell Tapp, I think, plays well in a spot duty kind of situational capacity. Phillip Hunt coming on. But I'm all about dominating defensive ends, and if you can get one, great.
I was looking at the stats, and I go, Phillip Hunt? I'm like, man, that guy sounds familiar, but I haven't heard his name all year, and he got us a safety.
Yeah, he hasn't played a ton. But he's very quick off the edge and showed some power yesterday and had a nice inside move. And, I mean, they kept him around for a reason. They really think he can help this team.
Yeah, it showed yesterday. McCoy, man, every single week, that guy just absolutely amazes me.
Isn't he
I mean,
amazing?
You think
it's
he's
money.
Cutting one way, he cuts right back, and he'll cut right back the first way he came in a split second. Absolutely ridiculous.
I personally believe this, and I'm not smart, but I think that when you look at this Eagles defense or this Eagles offense the next 3 weeks, it's going to be challenging because teams are clearly coming in and taking Shady out of the offense. So the Eagles have to make plays in the passing game.
Yeah, but I mean just as we all know, we're such a high passing team where I don't know how many times I've seen McCoy just break that run in the fourth quarter. I mean, this guy does not get run down. I mean, he can have 10 rushes for 25 yards, and all of a sudden he'll bust out three runs totaling 70 yards. No problem. And he pretty much does it almost every Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, you'd expect against the Jets, a team that, you know, for the most part, they don't score a ton of points. You're going to need big plays in the fourth quarter to win. You're going to need to run the football. You're going to need to eat the clock. and Shady's your guy. I personally would like to see Deion Lewis get back into the offense. I don't know what has happened with Deion Lewis.
Either do I. I mean, ever since, you know, the one, you know, not so smart play by Brown on the goal line, and, you know, when we started using Lewis more and more, I don't know his exact stats, but I want to say that he's averaging probably pretty close to about 6 yards a carry. I mean, he's very limited in his carries, but, I mean, he's like McCoy. He's a guy that, you know, he runs parallel and then runs up, a little bit smaller.
Yeah, well, and I think he's going to be a good player. McCoy's averaging 4.8 yards per carry, Vic 8.1 yards per carry, Ronnie Brown 3.2, and Lewis 3.8.
Hey, I know this doesn't have anything to do with the Eagles specifically, but please tell me what you think about this Tebow time. I mean, he is just – I mean, I thought 3 games, okay, that's it. But 4 games, I mean, 5, 6,
hey, I don't think he's a polished quarterback. I think the team has rallied. One of the – first of all, as far as his stances and all that, I think he's a role model. I mean, I think he's I think he's a kid who doesn't get in any trouble, that he is a very positive influence for people, and the Broncos have rallied around him. Now, he doesn't turn the football over. He doesn't get frazzled in the clutch. He makes plays and they win. I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he's winning.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
And it's good for the game, and boy, has that franchise been resurrected.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, especially with all the question marks they had at so many different positions. And, you know, I'm so sorry to see how good Dawkins is doing over there. And, you know, and I know it's the business side, just like we're talking about the Deshaun Jackson issue. But, I mean, I was a huge McNabb supporter when he left. I still was like, man, Redskins really got a good QB. Now, it didn't work out as planned. But I mean, Dawkins, letting him go, I mean, he had – I think the only reason that we let him go is when we made it to the playoffs, he got burned on several plays the last half of the year. He got burned on too many deep routes. Yeah. And that's where our defense has struggled. I mean, Kirk Coleman's a shining spot. You know, we got some very young core at the safety and spot like that. But as far as when you have a run stopper like Dawkins is, I guarantee you if we had Dawkins back there, we would have won at least one or two more games this year.
I worry about I agree with you. I don't think the Eagles adequately reply. I mean, Dawkins leaves us one, but then you bring Macho Harrison, and then you've got ups and downs throughout this year. I worry about Dawkins, though. He has a stinger injury. The big picture, I'm worried about, you know, his health.
Well, he's right up there with the best of them. So
yeah.
You know, I only wish him the best. I can't wait till he retires an Eagle. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, he will retire as an Eagle. Trust me.
Oh, I can guarantee you that myself.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call.
Hey, no problem, bud.
All right, great stuff. Dominic, thank you. Let's go into the locker room from last night. Nnamdi Asamoah, really loving the fan support. Let's check it out. How was it out there? It seems like once they missed the field goal, the momentum was just, it was like a feeding frenzy.
It was. You started to feel the momentum, you know, shifting and growing, you know, the more we were playing, the more turnovers we were getting. And, you know, we had them matched up pretty well.
Did you hear the fans, Nnamdi?
Yeah. We heard that we had more fans there than they did.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, what does that tell you?
That tells us we got some support, you know?
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Grossman in the shotgun, and also Cooley, who takes the catch, makes the catch, and he is belted down. What a hit by Asamoah. Cooley made the catch in the flat, and Asamoah just leveled him for a two-yard loss. What a play by Asamoah.
He makes the catch, but he didn't net very much.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Nnamdi Asamoah, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
We are back. Dave Spadaro with you on Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Good feeling today here at the NovaCare Complex, 26-10. The Eagles beating the Miami Dolphins. And here's your headlines. I think most of the deal here is we just kind of wait. Darryl Tapp, I would say he's certainly going to be difficult to get him ready to go for next week. But, you know, for the most part, I think this team should have most, if not all, those guys back. But it's only Monday, so what do I really know? Not a whole lot, I'll tell you that. That's why I'm asking you to call me. 215-339-6709. A man who is 3-0. 3-0. With the Eagles. In person. In an executive position. Lee in Fort Lauderdale joins us. Hi, Lee.
What's going on, Big Dave? What's going on, man? It's a great day, man. Happy Eagles Monday, brother.
So when are you flying up to Philly for the Jets game?
Man, I was... If the tickets weren't so crazy, man, I got to look into it. I got to look into that, man.
Drive, man.
Dave, I'm telling you. We got to cheer Zomp up, man. I understand what Zomp is saying. I know it's kind of frustrating, man, but we got to take what we got. Like you said, we can't change history, man, but that was a win, and we needed the Giants to win. And I'm telling you, the Dallas Cowgirls and the Midgets are going to find a way to lose. Tampa's going to find a way to beat them. They played them in Tampa, and the Giants are going to find a way to lose to the Redskins. The Redskins, I mean, they took the Patriots to almost to overtime yesterday.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, we're hoping for it. We're hoping for a little football miracle here.
Yeah. We need two losses. We need both of them to lose next week, man. But Ben, I mean, I was just so encouraged, man. The fans, like you've been saying, and everybody's been saying, Dave, I mean, the fans were there. They were behind, you know, the team and the team. I mean, we played well, man. It just goes to show what our defense can do when we're clicking. I think the offense could be a little better, but I think that's to be expected. Mike hasn't played in almost a month.
The big picture,
get his wheels going.
Yeah,
but,
I look at all these things, Shannon or Lee, and I want to tell you that I want to see young players get better, and I want to see the coaches keeping this team focused.
Yeah,
and I think you're right. Having Michael Vick back in lineup, even though he wasn't terrific.
Right.
It gives this team some more passion, some more fire. And
the
way that they converted turnovers, I loved it.
What is going on with Deion Lewis? I'm like you, man. We need to see him.
I don't know.
I
do not know.
I think we're going to see more of Phillip Hunt, too. I think those are my two sleepers, I've been telling you. I think it's Deion Lewis and Phillip Hunt. I think Phillip Hunt is putting the right type of pressure on a quarterback, man. So I don't know where Brandon Graham's injury is, and sounds like Jaquay is still going in and out with injuries, man. But I would like to see more of Phillip Hunt because it seems like he's making some things happen as well. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that the Eagles will have a lot of decisions to make in the offseason. Okay. But moving forward, you know, Jaquay Parker will play a bit. I think Brandon will play a bit. And Darrell Tapp, I don't know when he'll be back.
Yeah, yeah.
With that broken,
yeah.
It's going to be hard to play for a defensive lineman to play with a broken rib.
Dave, what was my score? Do you have my score written down?
Let's see here. You know, I only
I
have
had 35-10.
I don't know where your score is.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah, I think it was 35-10. But no, man, it was just that I wish all the Eagles fans could have been down there yesterday, man. It was a celebration, man. And I think Dave, you know, man, I'm just one game at a time. All this doesn't matter if we don't beat the Jets. So I just believe we beat the Jets. I think everything else is going to take care of itself. But you didn't hear me say this, Dave, but I'm going to say it. You ready?
Yes.
Dave, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be a revenge tour. We're going to win these next three games. We're going to sneak into the playoffs.
Okay.
We're going to play first Chicago, revenge. Then we go to Green Bay, revenge of last year. Then we go play.